This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2021 special is brought to you by Mersing.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. In about half an hour, we're going to be speaking with economist Suhaimi Ilyas on his expectations for Budget 2021. And we're also running a poll on the subject on the BFM Twitter account at BFM Radio, asking you what do you most want to see in the budget.
19% want to see an extended wage subsidy, 47% want more tax reliefs, 31% want cash handouts, and 4% say others. And these others are tax reform to address inequality, meaningful financial sacrifices by political leaders and GLC heads, as well as one of those comments. And someone has also asked for universal basic income for elderly with savings in EPF below 50,000 ringgit. Some very innovative ideas, but I don't know where we're going to get the money from.
Well, do continue to let us know what you think about the subject. You can vote on the poll or comment. But in the meantime, we're getting a view from the tax industry, because in just a few hours, we're going to hear the Budget 2021 speech from Finance Minister Tengku Dato' Sri Zafrul Aziz in Parliament, which will set out the financial plans of the government for the next year and signal how it intends to steer the Malaysian economic recovery.
The Prime Minister has indicated early on in the budget that it will focus on four key pillars. So they will target support for vulnerable groups, they will support industries, they will empower service delivery, and also develop sustainable living. And I think there will be something there for the environment.
But amid the economic crunch caused by COVID-19, financing any of these initiatives is going to be a challenge. So how will the government solve this fiscal puzzle? For some thoughts on what they're expecting, we speak to Ng Soo Lin, Executive Director and Head of Indirect Tax for KPMG Tax Services. Glad to have you on the show, Soo Lin. Now, lay the ground out for us. What do you think are the biggest headwinds to the economy which Budget 2021 will need to address?
The year 2020 has been challenging, especially as the pandemic has impacted everyone from individuals to businesses and even to the government. For businesses, it is not only to selected sectors, but almost all sectors, whether directly or indirectly. And it is not unique to Malaysia, but globally too. Because of the pandemic, the biggest impact to the economy are the budget deficits and a drop in demand or revenue. We have to remember that if revenue goes down, taxes collection will go down, and hence the revenue of the government. So it is all connected. If the business prosper, the country's economy and the government's coffers also bloom. So as demand drops and consumer spending contracts, the drop in revenue and performance results in the closure of a lot of companies. Not only the moms and pop shops, but also big companies are not immune, which then leads to another major concern, which is unemployment, as the domino effect of poor business performance and company closure results in loss of jobs. Another side effect would be the possible emergence of the underground economy, as prices of goods and services, which are subject to tax, would be higher than those in the underground economy. As the spending power reduces, everyone would try to minimize costs where possible.
Okay, you've highlighted several challenges resulting from the pandemic, and the impacts are felt across the board. Which sectors of the economy do you think will be prioritized in the budget, though?
I think all economies are impacted by the pandemic and would hope to benefit from Budget 2021. But we have to be realistic, and sometimes not everyone can directly benefit. Maybe they can indirectly benefit from it. I predict the SME sector, as well as the manufacturing sector, will expect to see some benefits from Budget 2021. Manufacturing, because there is a need to stimulate demand and growth. You want to be able to manufacture to export to overseas. SME, because these are the backbone of the country's development, playing a significant role to the gross domestic product of the country, as well as providing employment opportunities. The tourism sector was the first to be hit and is still reeling from the effect. And we have seen some help during the earlier stimulus packages like Penjana, Prihatin, such as the service tax exemptions and also the tax deduction for Cuti Cuti Malaysia. Perhaps there will be something for them as we enter the third wave of the COVID-19 infections. But of course, everyone needs to be mindful to practice physical distancing.
What kind of measures do SMEs need from the government to survive the COVID-19 economic downturn?
For now, cash flow is vital. Businesses still have bills to settle, salaries to pay, debts to honour. I think an extension to the loan moratorium would be helpful, Though I believe the banks are already very stretched, perhaps the government can consider reasonable soft loan packages to the right yet. Linked to cash flow is perhaps a rebate of taxes for SME. Currently, the one announced in Penjana is for newly established SMEs. But what about the existing ones? Even though those that have been in business for a long time are experiencing similar significant disruptions. So hopefully it will be extended to them. Still on the tax front, the easing of cash flow for SMEs can be maybe by way of a delay in payment of taxes and other obligations. Not a total waiver, but perhaps a deferment. Every little bit helps. Also, expedite refunds if there are any. Finally, with the scale of the economic damage inflicted by COVID-19 and you do not know when it will recover, most businesses may make losses this year and it will likely take some time before they can return to profits. Hence, the government may consider reintroducing the previous group relief regime, which allows 70% of the adjusted losses to be shared among companies in the same group without limiting it to surrounding companies than in their first three consecutive years of assessments. Also, maybe a loss carryback provision could be introduced to allow taxpayers to carry back current year losses for a limited period to recover income taxes paid previously.
But while tax relief would alleviate some cash flow burdens, the consequences that the government coffers would then be impacted. Where do you think the government will look to make up its revenue shortfall for 2021?
I believe everywhere is facing the same challenges. So maybe apart from trying to increase revenue, the government could consider cost-cutting measures like reduce spending where possible. And to increase revenue, perhaps the focus should be shifted more towards taxing the black economy, which has always been on the agenda of governments worldwide. It is said that the size of the black economy is unknown. But if the authorities can plug the tax leakages from this economy, it will certainly help alleviate the country's financial position without burdening the rakyat. The biggest task for the authorities is to figure out how and how fast they can do so. Finally, conduct more targeted audits on specific companies who try to evade paying tax and impose harsher penalties. This would serve as a deterrent and encourage responsible taxpayers.
Now, cutting costs and plugging leakages is one side. But what about new taxes for those who can afford to pay? For example, do you think we'll see any windfall taxes for sectors that have boomed because of the pandemic, like rubber gloves?
I think introducing new taxes has always been in the mind of a lot of governments to try to increase the revenue. But maybe in this current stage where impacts are directly or indirectly affecting a lot of economies, a lot of sectors, introducing a new tax, be it windfall tax or any other form of taxes, may not be the right timing in the short term.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Su Lin. That was Ng Su Lin, Executive Director and Head of Indirect Tax for KPMG Tax Services, talking to us about her expectations from out of budget 2021, which is expected later today.
Yeah, so I think for the budget 2021, the finance minister's dilemma is, right, do you try to save everyone or do you try to just save some people? Because if you try to save everyone, then you have to distribute it quite evenly, and which means actually each party gets less.
Yeah, I think I said this yesterday. I do not envy the position of the finance minister at this point. He's got a lot of balls to juggle in the air, as well as a lot of stakeholders and individuals to manage at this point.
Yeah, so we're going to be watching this very closely and bringing you updates as we, of course, get them ourselves. And we'll hear more views from KPMG on Monday when Tai Lai Kok, Head of Tax, joins Wong Xiaoning on The Breakfast Grill alongside Tricia Yeo, the CEO of Ideas. They'll be deep diving into the implications of Budget 2021 and the direction the economy is headed. So right now we are headed into the 7:30 news though, and up next, the UK property market. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2021 special was brought to you by Masing.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.